Welcome again. This is David Fuller, and my second audio of the night. This will be a brief one, though, because I forgot to mention one of the most important things, the industrial metals. Now, they've been pretty much in free fall recently, a decline that was led by tin, to my chagrin. And we saw additional weakness as the dollar rally continued in here today. But you know the story on these industrial metals. We've seen it happen over and over again during the, oh, I suppose 2 years and a bit that I've been actively involved in them. And I go back, my history with these industrial metals goes right back to the very early 70s. I think I started trading them myself in 1972. And they are fascinating, but pretty hairy in terms of the volatility. And what happens over and over and over again is that you get some terrific uptrends. They are rivetingly consistent, and then you get some bungee jumps on the downside, and the markets fall much, much faster than they go up, and they go up pretty smartly sometimes as well. Of course, like all other markets, you also get some ranging, boring ranging periods, get plenty of those. But a feature in these LME base metals is to say these downward bungee jumps, those are those occur in other markets as well, as you know, but a whole lot less frequently in my observation than they do in the industrial metals, and we had seen one of those recently. Well, today, following that very sharp retreat, we did see a number of upward dynamics in these markets, and I can just run through if you're interested in any of these, or you wouldn't be listening to this audio if you weren't, because you've seen the label on it. For instance, tin, which got down to 6,950, just below that 7,000 round phobia point, then closed $550 higher, right on the high of the day at 7,500, upward dynamic. And we saw nickel, that's a very important one. Nickel got down to 13,800 and then closed at 14,000. 500 up on the day. Tin, of course, also up on the day. Copper not showing the same action, but steadier overall. But this is the first evidence that I've seen that this particular short-term shakeout in the metals is ending or over. Now, one day signals. It's like one swallow doesn't make a summer, but this is the sort of action I look for to see that markets are turning. Among the industrial metals, one that didn't move all that well today, although it closed off the lows, is well off the lows. Lead, still down on the day, still has the backwardation, but the 3 months lead got down to 867, closed at 890. Three in here, but it was, I guess, really tin and nickel that had the most impressive upward dynamics. Both have been leaders of turns in industrial metals in the past. That's it, folks. Good night.